Okay. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, shut the fucking door because we're about to podcast. Color up.
Hey.
What's up?
What you doing?
Just hanging out, being a man on the street.
A what?
A man on the street.
Oh, on the street.
I don't know.
I thought you said on the stream and I didn't understand.
No, on the street. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Brandi.
What up?
Huge day for me today.
Is this because you got more screen time in one episode finally than you had your entire Bachelor career?
Than in all 7, 8 seasons that I've been on this thing?
Yep.
No, actually. This is not at all. I could give a shit about that. I know that like our audience doesn't care. And that's fine. But this show is called Your Favorite Thing. And my favorite thing is, obviously, recently I've been playing a lot of golf.
Oh, God. Why is everyone obsessed with golf?
I don't know why. Because, we got shut down. And, golf was, the only thing people could go do outside when it was, safe, I think.
I guess so.
I have been playing and working and, trying to get better and practicing and practicing and practicing. And today I did something that I wasn't sure if I was ever going to be able to do.
Okay.
And that is, I broke par.
No fucking clue what that means.
Okay, so on a par 4.
Don't know what that is either.
Okay, so.
Don't know what par is at all.
Okay, par is, so par is what you're, in a perfect world, what you would score.
Par is code for perfect.
Not perfect, but this is what you should score. Okay, so I'll explain it to you. So let's say there's a 400 yard hole, okay? And we're gonna say it's a par 4. So let's say you drive the ball 300 yards. 300 yards, then you have 100 yards in. So then you hit a second shot on the green. That's called hitting a green in regulation. And then if you hit a green in regulation, you're supposed to two putt, one putt to get close to the hole and then a second one to get it in. And that would be a par.
I see.
That would be a 4. Okay.
So 4 chances to get it in the hole is optimum. 4 hits, 4 swings.
Yeah. And let's say I got it in the hole in 3, that would be called a birdie. And that's 1 under par.
Oh, wow.
So I played an entire round of golf, 18 holes, and I shot 1 under par.
So you did them all correctly, but 1.
No, I did them all correctly. And then 1, I did better than I was supposed to.
Well, but that technically means you did it wrong.
No, I did it right. A hole in one is when you hit the ball one time and it goes in the hole.
But is there such a thing as a par 1?
No.
Huh? Why not?
Because that would be a very short hole. So the shortest you can have.
You're never supposed to hit it in one try?
No.
Well, that's stupid.
Okay, mini golf. There's par 1s, I suppose. The lowest par in real golf is par 3.
Ah.
So you hit one ball.
If you get a hole in one, is that good?
Yeah, it's 2 under par.
So you get rewarded if you get it in less times than they say.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's where I was getting confused.
Yes. So I did 1 under really good.
I see. Well, that is great.
I just need you to just be on board with my happiness right now. Okay.
I am thrilled for you.
It's a big day because I shot even par twice in my life and those are big days. And then today I finally did it and I feel like I can die a happy man now, you know?
Can you go play a professional golf game now or is that not how it works?
Well, so the pros, they shoot on average 5 under par around.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. So I'm not there yet. And I've also only done it 1 time.
Right.
But I'm good enough that I could go play professionals and then I'd get, if they gave me strokes, we handicapped it correctly, then I could play kind of competitively with them.
Strokes, huh? They hand out strokes on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Hand
out strokes. Yeah.
Now I see why you guys go every day. Now I get it.
Yeah, we drink a bunch of beers, we take fireball shots, and we do a lot of stroking.
Strokes. Okay.
What do you got going on?
I was in a wedding over the weekend. The entirety of my weekend has been involved in that. Weddings are so much work, just so you know.
Oh, I know
you're gearing up for one eventually, one of these days. But we lucked out. The weather here in Nashville is pristine. It was out on a beautiful farm. One of my best friends, Marisha, got married. Although it was a lot of work, I was there for an entire 14 hours on wedding day. It was really fun because all of the wedding party on her side, they're all my close friends and a bunch of our other close friends, attended, and it was just really fun, and it almost felt like a little bit of a reunion because a lot of these girls are married and have kids now, and I just don't get to see them often. So very fun. Dressed up, put on makeup and heels. This is legitimately, I think, the first time I've worn heels in at least 2 years, maybe longer. Yeah, had a great time.
Did you get some wedding sex?
No, I did not do that.
That's like the only thing that I liked about going to weddings was when you were single and you were like, love's in the air. Like basically plot of Wedding Crashers.
So you've gone to a wedding as a single guy.
Yes.
And hooked up with a single girl.
Yes.
At the wedding.
100%.
Oh my God.
100%.
That's insane. Well, here's the problem with doing this at 34. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a significant other except me. That's cool.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. When we were like in our 20s, you know, you'd go to a wedding and then there'd be like someone on the other side of the wedding party's like cousin was there from college. And you're just like, all right, well, what's gonna happen is we're gonna get drunk. And then I'm going to meet you on the dance floor during the chicken dance. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to my hotel room.
Oh, wow. Is that how it worked?
I don't know your name.
Not sure that move would have worked on me, but hey, if that worked for you, then I applaud that.
Hey, the chicken dance, man. They should call it the cock dance.
Yes, they should. Missed opportunity right there.
Yeah, come on. Music industry. I'm happy you had fun. Like, did you get wasty faced with good DJ?
I didn't. It was a Sunday wedding, and I just didn't want to feel like crap today. And I actually drank more at the rehearsal dinner the night before. But you know, like I said, 34, don't need to be getting turnt on the weekend for no reason. Like, yeah. if I'm not getting paid to get wasted and be hungover, I just don't do it these days.
Wow. Odd stance, but... I guess. I mean, like, I love that for you. I love that you have now equated getting wasted to getting paid.
Oh, yes.
Because I generally think of when I get wasted, I'm going to lose jobs, you know?
Oh, God.
Best part of the wedding for you, looking back, what was your favorite part of the wedding? This is important for me because these are the things that I think we need to be focusing on when it comes to our wedding planning. Because what I think of are the most important things at weddings is different than what Sarah thinks are the most important things at weddings.
Oh, well, I'm sure. I've been to enough weddings now. If I ever had one, I think I would know a long list of things of what not to do and what not to waste the budget on. You know what I mean?
Okay, what's the number one thing you're not wasting your budget on?
Food. Like dinner? Like... I don't know. Like the food's like so expensive for everyone to have this like full course fucking meal. And it's like half the people don't eat it, or it's, you know, by the time they get it, it's cold and it's just everyone's talking and drinking instead. Like, don't spend money on the food. Like, take that money and have an open bar, or at least until a certain time. I don't know. So that everyone gets drunk enough to have a lot of fun. That's like number one.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have even gotten as far as to know whether you want an outdoor or indoor wedding.
Of course we have.
But, are you going to tell us or keep us in suspense?
Suspense.
Okay, great. Well, if you're outside, it seems to me that you would want to take full advantage of the ever-famous magic hour and have the ceremony during magic hour, yeah. Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, this one was at 4. It was very hot.
Yeah.
Sun right in the face, just the groom just pouring sweat and tears, and you didn't know which was which, yeah. And they were all in black and sweat. It was just
lip sweat. That's what we got to worry about, the lip sweat.
Music is important, right? That's a good place to spend some money. Yep. Like, don't have a lame DJ. This one did all right. I think there's a lot of controversy over the whole photo thing.
Okay.
Like, when to take photos, you know what I mean? Like, magic you don't hour. Really want to do it after. Right? Because you're just, you know, your husband and wife, you just want to party. You don't want to be worried about photos. But you do it before. And it's, I don't know, it's just like a lot. Like, it just makes the day so long. And then by the time you're done with photos, everyone's just like so cranky that then it, like, to me, it affects the vibe of the ceremony. So I'm just not quite sure what the right thing to do there is. Like, part of me is almost feeling like you do photos the day before.
You can't mess up first look.
Okay, well, do all the photos except the ones of you two, right? Like, do all the bridesmaid shit, all the groomsmen shit, all that crap, like, as I think, do as much as you can the day before. To me, it seems like it would make the day of, like, much less stressful.
All right, so you went to a wedding, didn't hook up with anybody. Is that it?
That's really it.
I mean, was it as banger as the 80s prom in Paradise?
Honestly, no.
My only bummer about that was there's only like 17 people there. So I come out there and it's like, all right, how's everybody doing? And it's crickets. Like, there's no fucking noise. And I'm like, all right. I mean, like, if it was a real prom, a bunch of people would be like, ah, whatever. That was the only thing. So I was like, hey guys, can we use some fucking music bed behind me? Can we get some fake applause? No? Okay.
You know, when like they announced this prom thing or whatever, all the girls were like, and all the guys just stood there.
Yeah. They're like, oh, another thing we got to go do? Should we talk batch?
Yeah, there's lots to unpack, I feel, kind of.
Lots to unpack. Big episode. Long episode.
Yeah. So long.
3 hour. Can we push Michelle's season back a couple weeks so we keep this, you know, 2 hour a week? Can't be doing 3 hours.
Three's a lot.
Well, let's start the show first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
20 minutes in.
Yeah. You or me?
I think it's you.
All right, bros and hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
Hey, hey, hey. Wah, 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 wah. All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep, they're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We finally get to the thing that was the most dramatic, at least from my vantage point from Paradise this year, which is the Ivan saga. And I don't think that the show actually captured the gravity of it all.
I don't think so either. It was very weird.
Yeah, and I think it's because, one, I think they may have, like, run out of time, like, in terms of episode hours. There was a whole lot more to it, and they kind of just, like, kind of brushed over it. I don't remember the Aaron and Ivan fight being such, like, a big part of it. Like, it was kind of earlier in the day, so that was kind of weird. What I do remember from that was that Ivan was telling people, I'm excited for some new people to come in. And a lot of people were like, who are you waiting for? TikTok here, mm-hmm. buddy. Like, we're running out of time. Like, he knew someone else was coming.
Mm-hmm.
The way it went down is like this. A producer was next door to her room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so she heard people talking late into the night. She's like quarantined away from everyone. So she's like, who is this person talking to? What's going on? Like, how we found out about it was she called and asked for a wake up call at like 5 a.m.
Hmm.
When we found out about that, like, what is she waking up for? She's not going to set today. Why are you getting up at 5 a.m? Wait, hold on. We heard voices. Cause I think the thought was maybe it was like the television or something. Like, you heard mm-hmm. voices, wake up call, like, what's going on? Where it became more dramatic is that a producer went and talked to, is it Alexa? Alexis?
Alexa, I think.
Never even learned her name. She never came. Went and talked to her and was like, what happened? She, like, broke down. This is what happened. I'm so sorry.
Oh, so she spilled.
She spilled on it.
Uh-huh.
So I remember being, you know, like getting ready for the rose ceremony, and there was like a lot of powwowing going on with production. And I'm like, guys, what is going on? And they had given me an entire script of all the things I was supposed to say when I greeted everybody. You know, how's everyone doing? I'm seeing love here. It's so beautiful. La, 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 la. And I learned this entire script. This happened to me so many times this season, by the way. I learned this entire script and they were like, scrap it. we're going rogue. And I was like, what does that mean? And they're like, just go ask Ivan to talk. He's got something to tell you. Something happened last night when everyone was back at the Iberostar. And I was like, oh my God, what was it? I go down there and I'm like, Ivan, let's go talk. And then, he like unloads this entire thing. So anyways, it was a lot longer of a conversation, but I'm still going to stick by and like say that was crazy because he left his room. First of all, producer left her phone in there. He saw what... Well,
that was the part I didn't really understand.
So how it works is you get taken to a room like that, or like before the show starts, you're stuck there. You're not allowed to leave the room. They right. take your keys away. You're just stuck uh-huh. there. So if you ever need anything, a producer has to come and give it to you. So like, hey, we need some chips and, you know, a case of beer and whatever. A producer has to come and bring it to you. And what I think happened was a producer came over. We're all friends. We're working on a show together. Everyone knows each other. And so I think what happened was is that a producer had everyone's room number on their phone. And because, and here's the thing, because you have your mask and your phone mm-hmm. doesn't read like it's your face, mm-hmm. she had turned off like her face notification so she could like get to like all the information. And so she left the phone in the room. I think he went over and was like, oh, here's a phone. Realized it opened up. And like the first thing was everyone's room number.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bailed.
But how did he get out and back in the room without Noah noticing with no key?
That's what I'm going to say. Noah knew a lot more than he let on.
Had to.
And I don't know this for a fact, but like, no, you would have to know that like someone's gone, you know, your roommate's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I still maintain that that was a pretty insane thing that happened because a lot of things needed to happen. The hurricane needed to happen. We had to take everyone over there. A producer had to leave a phone in the room. He had to see the number. He had to go over to that room. He had to hang out there. He had to completely not say anything about it. Then hook up with Chelsea the next day. Then get called out for it. All within 24 hours.
I mean, it's pretty wild. It was just weird the way they addressed it on the show for me. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because it was a lot and they breezed over it and made it a shorter deal. I don't know, but like it was just odd.
Do you wish that there was more?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kinda do.
I kinda do too. It was such a big moment.
Yeah, and it didn't really feel like one watching it. And like Ivan was, I saw Alexa last night or I talked to or however he said it. And I'm like, who the fuck's Alexa? It was just weird. And like, it took me a minute to realize who she was. Like then he said from Matt's season and then I Googled her and then I remembered her cause I loved her and thought she had great style and great hair. And it like took a minute and it just didn't have that like bang effect that I feel like a big moment normally does.
Yeah. I wish that there was like an interview with her, you know?
I know.
But anyways, it was a big moment. I like Ivan, but it was a pretty shady fucking thing to do.
Sure. And what made it even shadier was just the Chelsea debacle.
Yeah.
On top of it.
And here's the thing. I don't know if I think Aaron's right all the time, but for whatever reason, he mm-hmm. keeps on turning out to be right all the time.
No, I know. It's insane.
You know?
It's so true. Now that you know everything, it seems like Ivan was trying to get a rose from Chelsea to stay in case Alexa came.
I mean, and that was kind of the dialogue that night. You really were just kind of rose chasing because you knew that something was coming.
But I kind of wish somebody had said that on screen and addressed that because you don't ever hear that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The rose ceremony ends. We lose Damar, which is kind of surprising. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah, he's cute.
And Dr. Joe goes, bummer. Eh. Yeah, you didn't like him. But I liked Dr. Joe.
I just hated how obsessed he was with Brendan.
I know. But then you can say the same thing about Aaron and James. They're annoying.
Well, it's annoying.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Fair. So anyways, they leave. Next morning, everyone's hanging out by the pool. And then I come in and I say, hey, everyone, go down there and you're going to see your new host is going to be. And then it's me. That was a really...
Got him.
Got him. ABC ran out of money. Ho-ho. 1 day I'll be able to tell you like really what happened with all that. But that was a funny thing because I had to go do that. Then they had to hold everyone because they're like, hey, we got to get lighting correct or whatever. You really only had like a little bit of time. So I had to race across where we do the rose ceremonies, race into this back bathroom, quick change, go all the way around to like, it's one of the beach beds that you always see. It's like the far one on the beach. I had to run around there, run all the way over. They had to shield me because people could see down the beach. I had to run all the way back around, then get into place. This all was within like 4 minutes. And then they all came down and they were like, ah, oh, it's the same guy that's been here the entire time. So cool, 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 cool. So Anna coming down, by the way, was really funny. So they cut all this, which is too bad. She walks down. So before that, they're doing interviews with her and they're like, who are you excited to see? And she straight up goes, I always want to hang out with Wells. And so everyone was like, oh my God, this is amazing. They're like, so go Wells, go get in place. So she walks down and she goes, oh my God, my mom loves you. And I go, interesting. That's what everyone said to David Spade. And of course they didn't, they cut that because that's kind of mean to David Spade, but it's true. Anyways, then so she's got the pheromone thing, which actually did smell pretty good, but that was pretty funny. Then she comes down, she takes James the date.
Tia, this just goes to show that doing the right thing fucking sucks. Like, you think like, oh, I'm going to do the right thing and I'm going to get good karma and good things are going to happen to me. No, that's not how it works. Doing the right thing never gets you anything in life. Let's just be honest. She does the right thing, picks the good guy, sends home the guy that makes her vagina vibrate or whatever it is she says.
Yeah, tatty daddy.
Just for James to like ditch her for the first blonde girl that walks down those stairs.
It's pheromones, man. They got him.
Should have picked the bad boy.
Yeah. They did the churro thing. My whole thing is, will that give you acne?
Like, you couldn't pay me to do that.
I mean, yes, we could. We could pay you to do that.
I just kept thinking like, oh, her hair. Oh, it's going to take so long to get that out of her hair.
I just kept thinking like, this is how bacne happens, you know?
Well, that too, yeah.
Like you're getting sugar and syrup into your back pores, let alone your face.
Disgusting. Wouldn't do it.
Yeah. God bless him. So then what happens next? Oh, McKenna comes in.
Bless McKenna. Why would they send the most fragile bachelorette in history?
Poor thing's going to break.
Down on the last day with no single men. Like, she's just so fragile.
Dude, so brutal, dude. But like, I loved Ed being like, you know what? Yeah. He just looks like Sylvester Stallone to me. So every time I see him, I'm just like, Adrian!
He really is a sweetie.
Yeah.
And you haven't really ever seen that side of him. Like, you haven't really seen any side of him. You know, he's just kind of mute and in there. And he was just such a sweetheart.
I know. And I loved him. And like, the fact that he was like having to work to convince her to go on the date was like, I was a little bit like, McKenna, you are not in any position right now to turn this guy wants to go on the date.
No, I know.
And then go home if you want to.
Sure.
And it was really cute, like the rollerblading together. And it actually looked pretty sexy when they started making out and stuff.
Yeah, I was like actually thinking like, oh, they've actually got chemistry.
Yeah.
Which they're both kind of awkward. It actually kind of makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I like kind of loved it. It just goes to show, you just got to give people a chance. Don't be so close-minded.
Exactly. And also, guys, if you're single, guys and girls, the reason why you're single is because you've been choosing people that are not right for you. So whatever you think is right for you is not what's right for you. So maybe start choosing people who you don't think are right for you because they might be perfect for you.
And facts.
Facts, baby. Tips of living Wells. That is prom. Prom, it's just a bit. Yes, there are things that happen at prom, which are kind of bonkers. It was just supposed to be, okay, we all get to dress up silly. We all get to take pictures and vote for prom king and queen. It's just a silly bit. And then fucking Noah and Abigail and Aaron and Tia have to make it not fucking silly. Aaron, where did this come from? What is happening here? You know?
I don't know. And I'm not saying that it was the right moment to go do that. However, I don't really think Chelsea's that into Aaron to warrant her really like truly feeling that upset about it.
I feel like this is another way for Aaron to get close to James because that was the girl that James was with. And he's like, you know what? We got to stick together because we're bosom buddies.
Oh, God. I mean, this is a tough one for me because Tia was so miserable at that prom that it made me happy to see, like, somebody go after her and make it better for her, right? But then, you know, at the same time, it's like, yeah, I don't think Chelsea likes Aaron that much, but also, dude, that's disrespectful. Like, there's two sides of the coin for me with this. It's like, Happy to see Tia happy, but don't disrespect Chelsea.
Wasn't it you, Aaron, like 45 minutes ago yelling at Ivan for all of a sudden changing basically his mind? It. I'm just so confused.
I just feel like Aaron thinks he can kind of get away with whatever he wants.
I think so, too. And you know what? He kind of has.
I know.
I guess. I know. Good on you.
Yeah, I guess.
Were you happy that I gave Joe and Serena prom king and queen?
Of course. Like, who else would you have given it to?
So the last thing that I will say that they cut out, which is fine. So there was a lot of superlatives. There was like, you know, like best kisser, like, you know, like most likely to, you know, like get naked.
There were more than we saw?
Yes.
Ah.
My favorite, which is mean, but it was funny, was biggest crybaby. And like, of course, McKenna had to get it.
Had to.
And it was supposed to be a joke. She is like always crying. I can't confirm nor deny it, but I'm pretty sure that when I did it, she started crying. Like, come on.
That doesn't shock me one bit.
I know. I was like, come on, it's funny. You're always crying. It's funny. Like, fucking own it, dude. So they had to cut it because I think she's like, like,
oh my
see?
God.
I don't know if she really started crying, but she got like really upset. Like, it wasn't funny to her, you know, but it was funny. Yeah, and then Noah decides to break up with Abigail for no real reason. It's like...
I just want to say that since day one, I've called it that relationship ain't gonna last.
Yeah, like, did he flip a coin? He was like, heads, I love you. Tails, I'm dumping you.
The hard part for me is he says he's falling for her. What's he say? I'm falling in love with you or whatever.
Yeah.
And she doesn't say it back. He kind of has the excuse of like, well, I put my heart out there. Kind of like what's his face, Dirk Gregg. I put my heart out there and you said nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So like he kind of has an excuse in that sense to like not want to move forward. But for me, it was the way he said it and like the delivery of what he was saying that didn't really line up. And I mean, I get it. Dudes don't like to be vulnerable. Whatever. None of us do, to be honest. Just say, hey, I said how I was feeling and said I was falling in love with you. You didn't say it back and I'm hurt and don't think I can keep doing this without hearing it back from you or whatever. Like,
yeah,
don't be a dick.
That was just odd. It was like 15 minutes ago you were saying you're falling in love. Like, what happened at prom?
That wasn't the place to do it.
Yeah, breaking up with someone at prom that's traumatizing.
Very.
Very traumatizing.
Yeah.
Did you go to prom?
I went my junior year. Hated it.
Not your senior year.
No, I didn't go my senior year.
Interesting.
That's how much I hated it my junior year. Our high school had our prom on a fucking boat. Do you remember when the General Jackson on the Cumberland was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's where our prom was.
That's kind of cool.
No, there's no escaping. It's not cool.
Very true.
You're trapped.
You're stuck there.
Stuck.
Yeah. If you get dumped at the end of it by Noah, you can't leave.
No.
I don't know if this is my person, but I want to make it work.
I don't want to hear it again. I feel like you've said it enough times. I'm not your person.
Abigail, don't take any gut any longer.
Seriously. What do we got? Do we have one more week left or two?
One more, but it's like another 3-hour ep, dude.
Oh, God.
And then it's Michelle's.
My life down the drain.
Yeah, and Michelle's turn. All right. One more week, and then we're done. And we'll go back to doing the show normally.
Will we?
I don't know. Anything else? Any final words?
Trying to think if I think anyone's really going to get engaged. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I think Serena and Joe are the most serious, but I don't really see them getting engaged.
Heard.
Riley and Marissa, I feel like maybe out of everybody I could see the most getting engaged. But I also just, there's something, like, there's some hesitancy in Riley sometimes that I see that makes me question whether he's ready for that.
Yeah.
Kenny and Mari,
Yeah, we got the witch doctor in there.
I know. And before the witch doctor, I was worried. And then after the witch doctor, they're just so back and forth. It worries me.
Yeah, I know.
You know, very hot and cold. So that scares me. Just not sure they're ready for that either. I think if Kenny does grow a pair and proposes, I definitely think she'll say yes. Like, and then Becca and Thomas, like, there's no way those two are getting engaged. I just feel like that's like a physical thing and that's about it.
The vibe to me is that might be we will leave together but not get engaged at the end of it. But who knows? You know, there's still one more week left. There's still a possibility.
Are those the only couples or did I miss one?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of like weird outlier couples.
But those are like the most serious.
Yeah. The strongest couple is Aaron and James for sure. Hands down. Hard facts.
Oh boy.
Enough batch.
I believe so.
You got some fave things, bro?
Bro, finally finished Clickbait.
Oh, yeah? So
did you finish it?
Yes.
You did, right?
And do you want to know the most annoying thing about it?
Yeah.
Sarah called it from like episode 2.
How?
Dude, I was, and I kept on being like, there's no way, Sarah, you're so wrong. And she was like, I'm telling you, man. And I'm like, no fucking way.
How did she know?
Okay.
Like, so, what, to her, what gave it away?
Okay, so if you haven't seen Clickbait and you don't want us to ruin it, fast forward a minute. Mm-hmm. Okay, 3, 2, 1, fast forward. So she kept on being like, this fucking secretary is getting way too much screen time. Why do I care about the secretary? She keeps on coming back in here. She's like, and she's got all the codes to everyone's computer. It's the secretary. I'm like, it's not the fucking secretary, the old lady. What's her game in all this? What are you talking about? It's crazy. And she's like, I'm telling you, the fucking secretary is in this way too much. And dagnabbit, if she wasn't fucking right about it.
That's crazy, man. I just like, I think if she had been a man, I would have maybe seen it for, it just like, I still, even once they did the reveal of that being her, I still had a hard time like understanding why a woman would pretend to be a guy on a dating site and talk to other women. It's a little bit of a reach for me. I did love that it was very unexpected. And the other thing that really threw me was like her husband being so violent and so on board with like killing a child.
Yeah,
wait, why aren't you throwing your wife under the bus right now? Yeah. Why aren't you like calling the police and being like, hey, just found out my wife is a psychopath. And
yeah.
I don't know.
What's the reward? Because I need to fund my train building hobby.
God.
He really went from 0 to 60 real quick. He went from fucking painting little trees in his hobby train track set to being like, well, I'm going to kill a kid.
Yeah. And now I'm about to kill a kid.
Yeah. Oh, first let me fucking bash in Adrien Garnier's fucking head. And now I got to kill a kid.
Oh, God. Also, the other thing that was like a bit of a stretch to me was the Emma chick. Like this whole time, she's like, yeah, like we met in person when we had sex and we did all these things. And all conveniently at the end, she admits to making all that up. It's a little bit of a stretch, but.
Yeah, I knew that she had made that up in the beginning, like when we first met her. I was like, she definitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, she definitely made this all up for sure.
Interesting. Yeah. I definitely didn't notice that at all.
Anyways, it was really good. I really liked it. Like it was a show where
too.
I was like,
I did too.
Let's watch it tonight. I want to watch it tonight.
Yeah. For sure. You know, definitely good rating. Good show. I don't know. Good concept.
We started 9 Perfect Strangers.
The finale came out, but I haven't seen it yet.
So my buddy Matt Shively was like, the last couple episodes are just amazing. So, because you were saying you didn't like it, right?
No, I loved it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, it lost me a bit. And I was kind of like, starting to not care very much here. Mm-hmm. And then the last episode I watched, which is the one before the finale, it got me back in hooked. And my mom says that the finale is amazing. She loves it.
I'm going to go check that out. Also, and I told this to Sarah last night, so whatever, it's not like ruining a gift. But I think for our anniversary, I want to get us a trip to something like that. Like I want to go to a wellness retreat.
You want to do some shrooms?
I know that they're drugging them, but I'm not. But I want to go to a place where like there is like a shaman who's like going to walk me through stuff like that.
You trying to do
DMT?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, ayahuasca and peyote. I do want to do that. I don't even know. I think I could say that. I want to have like an experience like that. But I also do want to go like on a wellness retreat where like I eat really healthy and like I'm not drinking alcohol and like I get one with myself or whatever. So this is a very long con to say. If anyone knows like a really good one of those in like California or like Arizona close to me.
Well, I was going to say,
oh, okay.
You and Sarah should go to, it's a place in, it's near San Diego called Golden Door. Have you heard of it?
Yes. I looked up like close to me and Golden Door is one of the top ones.
Yeah. There's no
drugs,
shaman or like drugs or like witchy stuff going on or anything like that. But it's just a place where like you eat clean, everything's from a table. They grow it all there. Your whole schedule while you're there is all about like relaxation and health and fitness. So it's a beautiful place. So highly recommend Golden Door. And I think you can only go if you, and like you have to stay a week. Like I don't think they do short trips.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a good one. But if anyone knows like one that's like a really safe, I can go like unlock my third eye and
You might have to go to South America for that. Honestly.
I want to experience some shit, dude. I want to come one with Mother Earth. I don't know.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
Have you seen the Ryan Reynolds video where he sings?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. I'm going to play it for you because I feel like it's important.
Okay.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue.
Side note, now the really high person singing is Will Ferrell here.
I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
What the fuck? What the actual fuck, Ryan Reynolds? You got a jawline that could cut fucking glass. You're chiseled like a goddamn Greek god. You're married to Blake Lively. You're in the Marvel fucking series as Deadpool. You are fucking hilarious. You own a tequila company or a gin company. I'm sure you got a cock that fucking hits the ground when you unroll it.
Okay.
What are you good at? Fuck! Can I have one thing, Ryan Reynolds? Just one thing. So annoying.
You know what's great about Ryan Reynolds?
Everything?
Yes, but also what's so great is that men love him just as much, if not more, than women.
I think more.
I think more too, honestly.
And especially now that he's married with kids, like, so now he's like probably not gonna fuck over our relationship. Not that, like, you know, actually, maybe for
You're
me.
Worried.
But, yeah,
you,
I mean.
You should Yeah, me maybe.
Like most people would be like, whatever. But yeah, like what the fuck? Like what isn't Ryan Reynolds? He's got to be bad at something.
Maybe he can't cook. I don't know.
I bet. Let's look it up. Ryan Reynolds cooking.
I bet he can actually.
I bet you he's so good at cooking. Guarantee there's a video of him fucking cooking. No, it's just all clips from the movie Waiting. You ever seen that movie?
I don't think I have.
One of my favorite movies ever. When I waited tables, it was like our Citizen Kane. So it's Ryan Reynolds and Jake Long. You remember Jake Long? He was in like Accepted and...
Oh, yeah.
He was in everything. I don't know what happened to him. He's got a podcast, actually, that's actually very popular.
Wait, you were talking about Justin Long.
Justin Long. Yeah. Sorry. Justin Long. He was in New Girl for a while. Anyways. Yeah. If you haven't seen Waiting, it is one of the best movies ever. And...
It's so weird to me that he was married to Scarlett Johansson for a minute.
Why?
I don't know. He and Blake are just so perfect together.
Yeah, but Scarlett Johansson's pretty hot.
I mean, she's gorgeous. I mean, like the fact that he pulled both of those women is just only Ryan Reynolds could do that.
Yeah, but of course.
I don't know. It's just an interesting spin on the whole thing for me that they were married and now he's with Blake and they just seem perfect. And I don't know.
Yeah. He's like Brad Pitt, but fucking funny.
I think he's way hotter than Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is not for me.
I mean, but like seriously, Ryan Reynolds, what are you bad at? Let's just figure that out.
Yeah. I don't know.
I got one more thing.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway?
I have not.
Well, if you want to cry a bunch, you should go see that. Anyways, the movie came out of it and the guy who originated the role of Evan Hansen, Ben Platt, is still playing the role in the movie, which is kind of weird because he's now kind of too old to be this role, you know, like it's a kid in high school, but I think they did like CGI stuff, you know, or like just did like they just filmed the entire thing on a Snapchat filter that makes you look younger or whatever. It is so good, and the songs are so good, and the story is so sad. And if you need like a good cry, Dear Evan Hansen is amazing. I will say this, the movie is very, very good, but it's just like that thing of like the book is better. The musical on Broadway is just so much more rip your heart out. And I'll tell you why. There's a lot more songs in it. In the movie, Julianne Moore, she plays Evan Hansen's mom in the play. She's got a lot more songs. Her story, like part of the story is so sad. Oh God, Evan, anyways. I realize a lot of people can't just like get up and go to New York, so don't worry about that. But if you get a chance and you are in New York, it's a play you should not miss. But in the meantime, go see Dear Evan Hansen in theaters. It is so good.
All right.
Oh, Amy Adams is in it as well.
She's amazing.
And then Caitlin Denver, who she was in Unbelievable.
Loved that show.
Yeah. That's kind of all I got for this week.
All right.
You got anything else?
Not too bad. I started The Morning Show season 2, but I'm not in it far enough to have much to say, so
got it. The new Stephen King book that I'm reading, I'm like much deeper in now. Billy Summers, it's just so good. It's so good because it's not like a normal Stephen King novel. It's about this assassin who like only kills bad guys, and part of his cover story for this job that he's doing is he has to pretend to be a writer, and it turns out he's a really good writer, and he's telling this story of his life, which is so sad, which includes like his mother's boyfriend killing his sister and then him having to kill the drunk boyfriend. And then that like sends him into like foster care, which sends him into the military and then makes him get to become a sniper. And that's like how, so it's like that story happening within the realm of the assassination story. And it's just like, so much is happening. It's just so good. You got any Muzaks? I can be blue. I can be violet sky. I can be purple. I can be anything you like. I can't even do it. And I'm an amazing singer. And that's the bummer about it all.
Are you?
I'm a songbird of this generation.
Interesting.
People don't know that about me. They're learning, though. Oh, they're learning.
Guess who has a new song out?
Dermot Kennedy.
No. Alt J.
They do?
Yeah, it's called You and Me.
Oh, let's get into her.
It's classic Alt-J, but like, why pick something that's not broken, you know?
You are correct, madam. That sounds like Alt-J.
But I love them so much.
Same.
It's fine.
I love Alt-J. I saw that the Lumineers have a new song called Bright Side out. And do you like the Lumineers?
I do like them.
I love the Lumineers. Listening to the dark side of the moon. I could barely see your eyes. Still a silent in a hotel room. I like that.
I like that too.
All right, should we go?
Yeah.
All right. Only one more episode of BIP, baby, and then we are done, son.
It's crazy how fast it goes.
I know, man. Feels like yesterday that I was over there doing it. Now it's done. On to the next thing.
On to the next.
All right, well, miss ya.
Miss you.
Gonna be out there soon.
I know. It's going to be very exciting.
Very exciting. We should just record when I'm out there.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Do we even remember how to do that?
No.
Nah.
I'll just put my phone. We'll just talk into it. We'll call like 4 people. We're just doing the YFT to you guys this week. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We love ya.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. You're crying for your kids. I'll be
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.